So I'm sitting there a few days ago, and I'm watching that. And much like now, tears are just welling up in my eyes. And I'm receiving the sober realization that I'm not as big as I think I am. That Journey Church is not as big as I think it is. That we are just a small part of a worldwide body of believers that are scattered all around this earth, that are all a part of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, that in this moment I'm realizing is much, much bigger and broader than what I often think that it is. Because I think so many times we see our world just in the scope of the limit of our vision. Like, the people around me is the world. The church that I'm a part of is the church. When it's so much bigger, it's so much broader than that. And I'm seeing in this moment, you know what, the world does not revolve around me. And at the same time, I mean, I'm receiving this passion and this desire that I'm getting to pray. Like God is just inside of me screaming, pray for the global church. You know, I often hear you as a pastor praying on your knees for your church, for Journey Church. But he says, look, I want you to pray for the global church. Pray for them. And I'm getting these images, you know, in my mind of Christians that are all over the world, like in Paris. With what they have just experienced a few weeks ago, and you know, the nation is just rocked over there by in the wake of the terrorist attacks that are happening, and there are just Christians right now gathered all throughout France that are on their knees just praying, God, please pour revival out on our nation, please, God. Let it flow through the streets of our cities, from home to home, from school to school, from workplace to workplace. Let it work within our government, God. Pour out your spirit on our nation. Right now, there are Christians just praying that in France. Christians that are confused on why evil would happen, why they would be a target. Right now, that there are 800,000 Syrian refugees. 800,000. Just allow that number to sit in your mind and attempt to wrap your mind around that number. A great number of them are Christians. Brothers and sisters in the faith who right now are praying, oh God, where are you? Where are you at? Where's your hand? Where's your provision at in our lives? Refugees that have no way to provide for their kids to eat. No place to lay their head. God, where are you at right now? They're praying that prayer. Our brothers and our sisters. Like in Burundi, a nation that we have great investment in, a nation that in the last year, 200,000 Burundian refugees that have fled the country, the majority of them to neighboring Rwanda, because of the heinous act of a demonically ambitious president that has decided to forego the democratic process that limits him to 2 terms and through governmental corruption forced a 3rd term on himself. And people that rose up in opposition are being slain in the streets right now at the hand of a corrupt government, forcing 200,000 to flee. Richard, related to Georgette, as you know, the orphanage we have over there. Richard is the one who really is the primary caretaker of those kids. He's the one who kind of governs it in the absence of Georgette. And they had called because of the neighborhood that they were at. Obviously, the government now, they're taking everybody's firearms. If you have firearms, you need to surrender it or you'll be forced to receive the action. And the action the government's taking is, if you're not going to give it, I mean, they go in and they are killing people in the homes. And Richard had called, Georgette had called my wife just on behalf of him, just saying, please, the house that they're staying at, Deo, which our team knows these people, the government has gone in, soldiers have gone in and shooting people in the homes, and they had to flee, and they're like, is there somewhere Richard can stay? We're like, well, can he just sleep on the floor of the orphanage right now? I mean, that's a safe place, him and his wife and his child. Christians right now that are praying, God, where are you? Help us. Christians that are looking, brothers and sisters in our faith, that are seeking after God's help with what it is that they're going to do. Christians gathering right now in underground churches in China where it is illegal to put any display out from your life in the Christian faith. They are forced to gather in caves and remote places just to worship, that are praying right now, God, pour your spirit out on our nation. You're bigger than our government, God. Pour your spirit out, we pray. Christians just believing for God to move in their lives. All of these, friends, are examples of just some examples of dreamers. You know, we did a 10-week series for us that established one very important fact, that you and I are not created by accident. We were created for a purpose. And that purpose is the dream that he's put in all of our hearts. And we dissected this series to show you how to find your purpose, how to find your dream. And then once you find it, how to get to it. And then we discussed what to do when you get there. These believers all around the world, many of them experiencing adversity, are dreamers too, wondering what's going on right now. And I'm watching this video and I'm seeing this big global church, and I feel the call of God on our lives for this experience here today that we find ourselves in, for us to take this service and pray for the global church, to pray for the church worldwide. Because 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1, penned by Paul, he starts off this scripture by saying, first of all, this is what he says, I urge, and I wish we could somehow find a way to describe the passion behind the word urge, because in the Greek language, they often have the ability to put emotions to the word. And these, so just please hear this heart-beating word here. I urge that supplication, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people. Everybody say all people. Because I often think that when we think of all people, we think of just all the people we know, but that's not the heart of the scripture. And I don't believe God wants us to ever read this verse again without understanding and knowing the heart and the mission of the author. Because Paul was used as the primary key, the primary catapult to see Christianity spread throughout the world, saying that this is not something that is just meant to flow. The salvation of our Savior is not just meant to flow within the borders of Israel alone, that this is a worldwide desire of God, that we are all God's children, no matter what race, no matter what creed, no matter what nation we find ourselves in. We have all been created in His image, in His likeness, and He's saying, pray for everyone. Pray for those that sit outside your nation. Pray for all people that they would come to know our one Creator. So what does prayer for others look like? It's in that scripture. He said, I urge that supplications be made. The word supplication literally means this: the action of asking or begging for something earnestly or with humility. The action of asking or begging. God is commanding us to create a heart that has this desperate desire to want to see him move, to want to see prayers answered. Please, oh God, I beg you to move in all people. He says that Paul says that prayers need to be given. We break that word down regularly here. The word prayer just means convo with God. That in our conversation with God needs to rest the subject of other people, all people, people of other nations, people of other backgrounds. He says that intercession needs to be made. What is intercession? Intercession is the act of praying on behalf of other people. Meaning that you're dedicating a conversation to God that doesn't include you in it, but other people, where they are the focus of your prayer. And lastly, he says that thanksgiving be made. What is thanksgiving? The word thanksgiving simply means the expression of gratitude. God, thank you. I'm thankful that you're moving and that you have a plan for all people. That's what prayer for others looks like. But here's an even more important question. What happens when we pray? Here's the answer. Results. When the Church of Jesus Christ prays, results happen. Scripture teaches of just some of the results that come when believers pray. Psalm 46, verse 1 says that help is one of those results. How many know there are believers right now all around the world that are just praying for God's help in their situation? Psalm 46, 1 says that when we pray, help comes. James 5, 14 through 15 says that healing is a result of our prayers. The next two verses of James 5 says that forgiveness of sin is a result of our prayers. The next two verses says that changes in weather can become a result of the prayers of God's people. Do you know right now in Brazil, right now in South Africa, they are experiencing droughts of economic proportion where believers right now are praying out in tears to God, let it rain! Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. It says that we can pray and affect the weather. 2 Chronicles 1 and James 1 says wisdom can be found. By the way, if you're following along with us on the app, I have all of these on there. Matthew 26, 41 says that strength can be found in temptation when we pray. That just like us, there are believers all around the world that are being tempted right now, many of them through adverse, challenging circumstances, about to give up. We can pray strength into their lives. Genesis chapter 20, 1 Samuel 1, Luke 1 says that wombs are able to give birth because of the prayers of God's people. 1 Kings 18, miraculous signs. 1 Kings 17, in the Gospels, the dead are raised because of the prayers of other people. Mark 9, driving out of demons because of the prayers of other people. Matthew 18, healing in relationships. Acts 4:31 says, because of the prayers of other people, evangelistic boldness can be unleashed in the world. Acts chapter 12, deliverance from prison. There are Christians right now in countries where it is illegal to be a Christian, in prison for being a Christian, just praying and aching in their heart to see family members again. The prayers of God's people can set them free. Exodus 15 says, because of the prayers of other people, water becomes drinkable. 1 Samuel chapter 7, 2 Kings 19 says that there can be victory in war. Genesis 24, there can be finding of a spouse. Exodus 8, Exodus 10, Numbers 11 says there can be relief from plagues and fire and snakes. And 2 Kings chapter 20 says there can be prolonged life because of the prayers of other people. Just the name of few. And so here's what I want us to do. I want us to pray today. It's 12:04, and we're about 10 to 15 minutes away from dismissing this service. And here's what I want us to do. I want us to spend that time in prayer for the global church. Let this be our role, to pray for those that are around us right now that are not within the borders of our nation. I felt so convicted as a pastor, realizing that we have never dedicated a service toward the prayer of the global church. I don't believe you can call yourself a church until you realize that you are a part of a global church and take on the regular responsibility of praying for it. I want to ask Allie if she would to come and Eric, if you got that slide of the globe, I want you, if you would, Journey Church, just to put your eyes on that screen and allow God's Spirit this morning to lead you to a nation, to a section of that map, to a section of that globe. And allow Him to put that burden, that call on your heart. Last service, my eyes went to India. If you don't know where India is, it's right there. You see that little circle right there in the middle to the right, the green on the bottom, the white, you know, yellow. To where I know missionaries in India right now that exist for the purpose of rescuing 9-year-old girls who are put in cages for prostitution in Calcutta. Girls that are praying right now in cages. God, please. And God just started putting my prayer in my heart in the 9 a.m. service, like, God, use those missionaries. God, bring the resources. Whatever we can do to pray, God, for your supernatural provision to come in. And I was with my sons. They were in the first service, and I was asking Javen, where's your heart? He said, he goes, it's in the very bottom of Africa. What is that? I go, that's South Africa. And he just started praying God's provision and revival. He's like, God, let South Africa experience a revival. And I asked my older son, I'm like, what are you getting? And he said, I see Brazil. And he just said that when you said they were going through a drought, he goes, I just started praying, God, send them rain. God, send them rain. God, send them rain. And I just was watching our family in this moment, just praying for the global church. And I want to do that here today. And I think this is a perfect service for our kids to be in this experience with us. Because for your kids to see this moment is a great, great thing for them. And so here's what I want to do. Let's just pray right now. And you can gather with your family or just by yourself. And you may not even know what nation you're looking at. You just may be drawn to a particular place. We're going to put this image up on our Facebook page at Journey Church Troy. And you can look at that and then Google image search a map or a location so you can know what nation that it is you're praying for. If you don't know what nation you're looking at, because there's several ones I don't know what they are, but, you know, just drawn to them to pray for them. Because wherever you're looking at right now, there are believers there that are praying for God. And Scripture says where two or three come together, you can arrive at a place of faith right next to each other. Even though you are spread thousands of miles apart, you can arrive at the same prayer to say, God, meet the prayers of your people. Oh God, make supplication, make intercession, make prayer, make thanksgiving right now on behalf of all people. Let's live out 1 Timothy 2:1. here in this room right now. If you need to kneel where you're at, you can come up here. You can pray. You can pace. You can walk. If you need to turn and kneel in your seat, maybe you got the image of that country that you're looking at in your head. You can turn and kneel in your seat. But let's pray together right now. Come on. I just want you, if you would, just to begin to call out God's provision. This is more than just a prayer in our mind. I'm talking vocalize a prayer. You don't got to scream it. You don't got to scream a prayer for it to be heard. But the scripture's talking even in the whisper of our breath to out of our mouths come prayer for all people. Out of our mouths come supplication for all people. Out of our mouths come thanksgiving for all people. Out of our mouths come intercession for all people. Come on, let's pray together. Come on, let your children, parents, hear the prayers of their parents right now. Call out for the salvation of God to flood the earth, to flood the earth, to flood the earth this morning. Jesus, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's pray a little bit longer here. We thank you, Lord, right now. We thank you, God, for your power, God, that you have for the earth. Lord, and that's what we pray, God, that the earth be covered. That the earth be covered, God, in your glory. That the earth, God, would experience and absorb, God, the power that is readily available to them, God. And we thank you for the church, God, that exists in every single nation. And we pray, God, for the evangelistic Acts 4:31 boldness to rise up, God. We pray that in China. We pray that in India. We pray that in Egypt. We pray that in Germany. We pray that in Denmark, God. We pray that, Lord, all across the earth. We pray that in Peru and Ecuador, God, and Zimbabwe, God, we pray for evangelistic boldness, God, for your spirit to raise up messengers of hope and your grace and your salvation, God, and be the key catalyst for revival in and throughout those nations and the world, God, we pray. God, we pray, Lord, and we stand with the needs of your people. Spirit of God, that you would lead us, God, to the needs of your people right now that are being given right now throughout the earth, God. That if there's a woman, God, in Argentina who's barren and is without child, I pray, oh God, that you would hear her prayer and give her the son that she's praying for. God, that she would experience the healing, miracle power of God. Lord, that you would come alive in her home right now, Lord, I pray, and give her what she's praying for. God, to the Christian right now in India whose daughter was taken from him, Lord, I pray that you would, through the supernatural wisdom and strategy of your Holy Spirit, return that daughter to her father, God, that she would be set free from that cage that she sits in Calcutta. And God, that you would equip the evangelist, you would equip the missionary, you would equip the people there, God, to see to it that that restoration happens. We pray, we stand with them in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for people right now that are praying all around the world, God. I pray, God, that they would know their prayers are being heard and agreed with. My brothers and sisters in another nation, we thank you for what you have allowed us to be a part of, this global church, this global phenomenon. And Lord, let us not allow this service to be a one-stop experience, but let us continually remember 1 Timothy 2:1. We would hear the heart of you, God, where you urge us to pray for others. God, in a life where I'm so focused on the needs of my own self, I'm just reminded of a sermon, God, that was preached to me from a pastor and said that that what you make happen for somebody else, God will make happen for you. And I'm not here, God, to be self-focused. I'm here to be others-focused. And trust you, God, for the needs that you have in my life. So, Lord, we pray. Lord, we pray. We pray for the grounds in the African desert, God, for there to be water that would come rising, for people to drink and have life. You know, I'm one of those people. Yes, come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Father God. Father God, I praise you for the people that are right here in this room, Father God.
Yes.
For the people in this room represent these countries. Nobody in this room, Father God, is from America. We're all citizens of America, but we all have heritage. We all have heritage through these colors, these living colors. The song we heard in the multiple languages represents where we're all from.
Yeah.
Father God, I want to pull these six children up in front of you right now. Noah sitting back there near the back row wants to pray for Mexico. Noah wants to pray for Mexico. Father God, Noah's 8, 9. He wants to pray for Mexico. The borders, the boundaries, the poverty. Or you become a citizen in Mexico sometimes because you've got a bigger box than somebody else. You get to wait behind the dumpster first in line and pick out the trash. In Mexico and in China, Father God, Abby wants to pray for China. She wants to pray for China because there's 4 times as many people in China as there are right here.
Wow.
And they can't meet in a building like we can. They can't meet and hang out. They can't meet and have fusion group. They can't meet and have Sunday school. They can't meet and play the guitar without wondering if somebody's going to hear it.
Yeah.
Taylor, her heart goes to Paris, France. And the struggle that happened in Paris, France, how folks can think that violence drives out violence.
Wow.
When only love can drive out love. And love can drive out darkness.
Yeah.
Father God, August wants to bring it home as well and think about and pray about his neighbors right here in America who still struggle with who you are and what you mean for them and who you do and who you work through and how each one of us has a place in your heart.
Yeah.
Get this, Father. Pablo also wants to pray for Mexico. He wants to pray for the struggle of sacrilege there, Father. The struggle of idolatry and the struggle of how we can make our own idols.
Yeah, yeah.
Father, Allie wants to pray for Germany. Allie wants to pray for Germany, both East and West, struggling with the God of government and struggling with the God of independence. And even Grandma, who brings them all so faithfully, wants to pray for Africa, Father God.
Wow.
We look and we're representing all these colors, all these countries, all these shapes, Father God, not because of our own effort, but for what your Son has done.
Yeah.
Your Son has gone right there in the middle. Right there in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Started right there, and then through Paul and through all of us.
Wow.
Go and make disciples, Father God. We want to be part of making disciples. Amen.
Powerful. Can we stand to our feet? I want to ask our communion teams if they would to get ready and in place. Thank you, Tom, for being obedient in that moment. You know, I'm just one of those people that believes that prayer works. Prayer works. And we will experience moments in eternity, moments in glory, moments in heaven. I mean, think about this. Heaven awaits us. And when we get there, the life that we'll experience, I mean, and I think just in the context of my conscience and my mind and my ability to think and grasp, the things we'll be able to understand, the mysteries of life, all these types of things that we will have knowledge of. And I'm just one of those people that believe that prayer works to where I believe we'll be so surprised time and time again when we get there, where somebody comes and taps you on the shoulder and says, thank you. And you ask them, what for? And they say, I'm from Egypt. And you prayed for me. You prayed for my nation. You prayed. And God rose people up. And my family was targeted as a great movement of revival. And we experienced the glory of God because of your prayers. Thank you. I'm here because of your prayers. Thank you. Our prayers are so important. Amen. Amen. And so I kind of want to leave this service feeling a little unfinished. And so, like, because the work will never be finished until the breath leaves our body. And so let's always remember to pray for God's people all around the world. Amen, Journey Church. Amen, amen. I want to let you know that we are so thankful for you, and we pray for you regularly. It's just always so good to be others-focused. And my goodness, our ushers are going to dismiss you from the back to the front. Come and take communion. You've got a lot to be thankful for, a lot to remember. And we look forward to seeing you right back here next week, where we got a new series that is going to bless this church in a great, great way. God bless you, Journey Church. We love you so much. Amen.